نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba Online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I start with the topic, seeing that tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah and it is already the second Friday of Shawwal, tonight is the 8th of Shawwal, tomorrow the 8th of Shawwal. Last week Friday we celebrated Eid, whether we were in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, South Africa, we say Alhamdulillah, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all our ibadat. We all try to do some good actions, and it's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah that He spared us, mashallah, to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr as well. Number one, my brothers, tonight, tomorrow, we should try and read Surah Kahf. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man qara'a Surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-Nur ma bayna al-Jumu'atayn. This is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, that's tonight, tomorrow, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. We all know when there's load shedding. So how angry, frustrated we get. We start shouting our wife, we start shouting our children. Some brothers get so excited they can't see the World Cup. So therefore they got it more made now and this type of thing. So imagine in the grave if there's no noor for us, in the Qiyamah there's no noor, then what will happen, brothers? فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Almighty Allah says, if that person, Allah does not grant him radiance and noor, then no one can give him the noor, radiance and effulgence. So it's a serious crime if we don't read Surah Kahf, we don't read the du'as, we don't read Salat, we're depriving ourselves of the nur, the radiance, the effulgence, which Almighty Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam have promised us. Surah 66, verse number 8. We should learn these du'as, brothers. Surah 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. O beloved Allah, perfect and complete for us our noor, Ya Allah. My eyes must see that which is permissible. My ears must hear that which is permissible. We speak that which is acceptable. The whole body becomes noor. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. O Allah, we are human beings. We have shortcomings. We have weaknesses. Forgive us, O Allah. Indeed, you have power over everything. Surah 66, verse number 8. Second, my brothers, the best gift for the best of all my Allah's creation, on the best day, the best night of the week, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, is read Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam commanded us to do so. Akthiru alayya minas salati Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. You, the Ummah, increase the volume, the quantity of your Durood Sharif upon me on the night of Friday, on the day of Friday. So imagine our tongue should be moist, insha'Allah, wa salawat Durood Sharif. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabi al-mukhtar. O you who entered the house of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Durood Sharif one time, insha'Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Third one, my brothers, tomorrow we just read Surah Yasin now, mashallah, for the deceased. May Almighty Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. But on a Friday, you and me, my brothers, if we have our parents are buried in a nearby area, listen to what the Master Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Last week Sunday, I landed from Makkah Mukarramah. We came to Jeddah. We made Eid there, alhamdulillah, in Makkah Mukarramah. We landed in our beautiful South Africa. So I gave my passport. So the lady, she saw this opa, you know, opa meaning old man like me, you know. So she say, "Oh, opa, today is Father's Day." You see, last week Sunday. So I just smiled, I just kept quiet, like, you know. See the non-Muslim culture, one day in a year they made Father's Day, and one day in a year they made Mother's Day, and they then dumped them in the old age home. We will see you next year now. What Islam taught us, brothers, anything you want to compare, you juxtapose it, you put Islam one side, put the man-made system one side, any system you want, so you will see Islam is always the best. Not the East and the West, Islam is the best. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for me and you, the men, man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah, غُفِرَ لَهُ. When you go and visit the grave of your parents on a Friday, then you are forgiven, O son, وَكُتِبَ بَارَ, and you considered as a pious son of your beloved parents. Imagine. Our parents in Islam are so special, they have hukuk and rights over us, even after their demise and death. That is Islam, my brother. Every one of us should learn this one ayat of the noble Quran. Today the Kalas also learning who scored the goal, whether it's an offside goal or not. Say, I to bo haru goal ho tu. But Kala, I to offside goal ho tu. Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers, ya Allah. Yawma yaqumul hisab. The day the reckoning and the accountability is established. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. One verse, one line, my brothers. That is what they want from us. We are making dua for them. And we are giving charity on their behalf. We read in the Quran Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu an, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and Abu Dawood. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. So each one daily make it our habit. People send emails to me, Mufti Sahib, my father passed away 1 year, 2 years. My mother passed away 5 months, 5 years ago. I haven't seen them in a dream. So I write there, Beta, O son, O daughter, did you read this dua abundantly? Do you read Surah Yasin daily for them? You read and you will see your father, mother, inshallah. And not only you will see them, you will see them dressed in white clothes and they'll be smiling with you. That's a sign that they are in a very good place, subhanallah. You try it and see. That is Dinul Islam. So our parents have special hukuk and rights. In life everything is replaceable. Something happens to our car, no problem, we replace the car. Husband passes away, the lady gets married again after the iddat if she wishes. Wife passes away, you get another wife, there's many fish in the sea. It's sardine season, they told me, now in Durban. You understood? Allah alone knows, you all know better than me. But your father, mother pass away. Rabb is one, Allah is one, Ab is one, our father is one, is one, our biological mother is one. That is Islam, my brother. Then we all have to die. Who got doubt? You go outside, you ask the atheist. He says, atheist. Ask him, Master, you're going to die? He says, obviously one day I'll die. So when we know death is inevitable, so what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? من توفاه الله يوم الجمعة أو ليلتها وقاه الله من فتنة القبر. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives death on a Friday, and tonight, tomorrow, what Iman, what Islam, Almighty Allah will protect that person from the torment of the grave till day of Qiyamah. So we should beg Allah, Ya Allah, Iman ke saath utha, take us with Iman, give us death on a Jum'ah, on a Friday, Ya Allah. How many great, great ulama they should make dua. One incident, Hazrat Ali Miah, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, Rahimahullah. It is Jumu'ah, it is Ramadan. He took a bath, he wore his beautiful clothes, everything ready for Jumu'ah. That day he read Surah Yasin 14 times. In our life did we have tawfiq to read Surah Yasin multiple times in one day? He never had children. For his beloved parents, for his brothers, sisters, asatiza, mashayikh, the ummah. Before Jummah Salat, Malakul Maut comes. Jummah, Ramadan, Sa'im, fasting. And he goes and meets Almighty Allah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. That is what life is about. We meet Allah and Allah is pleased with us and we are pleased with Almighty Allah. Allah is announcing, فَدْخُلِي فِي بَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. You enter in my Jannah, you enter with my Khasani Khuda, you enter with my special servants. Then after 4 or 5 days, I was in Haramul Makki in Makkah Mukarrama. 27 nights, 2 million people, 1999. I was right there in the Mas'a, where you perform Tawaf, that area is called Mataf. Where you perform Sa'i, that area is called Mas'a, Safa Marwa. So in that area I was, and Sheikh Subayil was the Imam. He passed away, he was Imam of Haram Sharif in Makkah 40 years. They announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib in Abstentia for Fadilatul Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi. The tears started rolling. That person next to me asked, Man huwa? I said, Alimun Jaleelun Fadilun Min Al-Hind. A great giant of a scholar passed away in India. Subhanallah. Now you tell me who hit the jackpot. The man who scored the goal in World Cup or this person? See my brother. There's many things to life. So ask Allah. Allah give us such a death. So let's start our topic now. This was the introduction. We came this time here, Allah Ta'ala reward our capital group, our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, his parents, his brother, his sister, all of them, the marhumin, there they invite us and we have a theme, a topic. Now it's Hajj season. Today I went to the agent and asked him when the first flights are going by. He said from 10th, 12th of July, around there, the first Hajis from South Africa will be leaving, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And 90% of our Hujjaj, when they leave, they go first to Medina Munawwara. So our topic for today, for tonight, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba Online, is Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Do we know what is Medina Munawwara? Let's start from there, which very few of us have really made research on this topic. When we leave our hotel, we took our ghusl, we wore our beautiful nice Islamic clothes, we put on the itar and perfume, we're going to stand in front of our aqa, our master, our leader. For everybody, everything, our love for our wife, our children, our siblings, our parents is limited. Our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, our love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that must be unlimited. Understand this nukte ki baat hai. The love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is unlimited. And love for our family, our children, whoever, always limited. Because if they tell us to do something which encroaches upon the Sharia, violates the Islamic law, then we cannot comply with that. So on the route now from the hotel, we are coming to offer our salat and salam. So nowadays we enter through any door. Before entering, it is mustahab and good that you give some charity. Why must you give charity? I'll be using one word, is in Arabic, and learn the word Zair. Zair is you, the visitor. So, O Zair, O visitor, before entering Masjid Nabawi, give 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal to anybody. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasoola faqaddimu bayna yadayna juwakum sadaqa. O iman walo, 89 times Almighty Allah has used this phrase. Before you speak to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give some charity. It's not compulsory, but it is mustahab. Even today is mustahab. So we gave the charity. We entered with our right foot. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi filli dhunubi, allahum aftahli abwaab rahmati. Any masjid we entered, I entered just now, we read the dua. And you make intention of itikaf, sunnat is finished. But we make intention of nafil itikaf. Nawaitul itikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. So, Ya Allah, how long I'm going to remain in the masjid? That amount of time I made intention for itikaf. We enter the masjid, any place you find is not makruh time, you read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid. Qul ya kafirun, qul huwallah, after surah Fatiha. Thereafter you made salam, go straight into sajda, sajda e shukr. Ya Allah, how can I thank you? Today I met my brother Qadi Asmal, I met this brother, I met that brother. We feel so happy. But Ya Allah, you extended this invitation, asked to hum duyufun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are the mehman of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How elated, happy we should be. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us that opportunity to be in Madinah Munawwara. Directly in front of the Master alayhi salatu salam, we can stand and say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. From here also you can say it is permissible. But when we are there, it has a greater impact and the love is enhanced and you feel a different, you know, feeling within yourself. The virtue is much more, obviously. Nevertheless, so you go into sajda and perform the sajda e shukr, thanking Almighty Allah that today you have made me the mehman. Then we walk to the front. Now I don't know how many of you are aware. You see, in time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was very small. My brother Muhammad Ikhlas, I took him this time. I was going to Makkah and he arrived in Medina. I said, come, I give you a quick tour of Masjid Nabawi. You will see on the pillars there is written, if you can read Arabic, Hududu Masjidin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they've written that, that was how far the masjid was in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first expansion of Masjid Nabawi took place fi hayatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It took place during the time of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. It was in the 7th year of the Hijrah. The Battle of Khaybar took place 150 kilometers away. I've been there as well, alhamdulillah. So they had a battle and a war against the Jews. And they beat the Jews there in the Khaybar. And now more and more people embrace Islam, so then they extended the masjid. This was the 7th year of the Hijrah, Muharram. After that, the expansion took place. In time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there was no extension, no expansion. The Qibla in Masjid Nabawi is in the Junub, in the southern direction. So when you are going to where the Imam stands before till 3-4 months ago, Mihrab-e Usmani, that niche you see, the arch you see, so that was by Sayyidina Usman. But prior to that, about 3 serfs, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu extended the masjid. Then in Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, he extended the masjid, and no collection, brothers. Everything was done with his own personal money. Masjidun Nabawi, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba online. When you stand in Masjid Nabawi, then salute and say, Ya Khalifata Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Thani Asnain, ya Aba Bakrin, as Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we thank you because we cannot thank you enough. When the Master alayhi salatu salam negotiated with Sahal and Suhail, we want to purchase this land. That land of Masjid Nabawi was used for tanning process. They would take the skin and the hide and they would leave it in the sun, and then the rays of the sun would hit it and then the tanning process would take place. That is what it was used for before. And thereafter, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his personal money, 10 gold coins he took and he paid for it. Me and you perform salat there, who gets the reward? Me and you sit for itikaf there, who gets the reward? Me and you, we fast and we are in the masjid eating the khajur and the dates of Medina, the zabadi and the yogurt there, and the dubga and the powder, who's getting the reward? Did we ever read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, give the reward to Thani Asnain, to the greatest person to walk on this earth, after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Think about it. So when you enter nowadays, the 8-9 serfs right in front, where the Imam used to stand, the Mihrab in Usmani, the Imam no more stands there. The color of the Musalla also is changed, is no more red, now they made it green. That one side is for Dukhul, Babu Salam, you enter, and the other side, Babul Baqi, so from there you walk straight to the graveyard, so that is Khuruj, the exit. So one is entry, one is exit. So they're only using it now for Salat and Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Shaykhain and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. So that is what's happening currently. My message to you, and I want you in the masjid here, in the musalla and the esteemed listeners, I want you to listen to this very attentively. Because it's something which is not normally discussed. We know when we stand, we stand with the utmost reverence and respect, utmost love. We standing in the court of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You, my children, do you know when the Master alayhi salatu salam entered Medina Munawwara? The Master alayhi salam entered, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu entered, and where did they enter? Where Quba is situated, in that area. That area at that time was the Najjar area. Najjar refers to the carpenters. The daughters of Medina, they went out to make istiqbal and welcome the Master alayhi salam. They waited one whole day, but nothing happened. Disappointed, they went. Second day they waited. Lo and behold, the third day, the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, entering. First time they're going to see the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam. These daughters of Medina, what did they say? Learn some Arabic, O Ummah. What did they say? Daughters of Medina, daughters of Najjar tribe, the carpenter's tribe. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. We are the daughters of the carpenter's tribe. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our parosi, is our neighbor, and we welcome you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today when we stand in front of the Master, so we have become the neighbors of the Master alayhi salam. What an honor that is. Now, what is inside? I want to discuss that. The Master alayhi salatu salam arrived in Medina Munawwara. Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, see the woman how intelligent they were. Umme Sulaim radiallahu anha, Anas is a sahabi, 10-year-old youngster. His father is Malik, his mother is Umme Sulaim radiallahu anha. Umme Sulaim came, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my young boy, my young son, he's 10 years old. He will be your khadim, your special attendant, whatever errands you have to run, he must do this, he will do everything for you. He stayed in the khidmat of the Master alayhi salatu salam for 10 years. And Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu warda states, the day the Master alayhi salam entered Madinah Munawwara, everything was illuminated. Noor upon noor. Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Because the noor has come. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, the Master alayhi salam, is noor. So remember, the noor is spreading throughout the whole world. Nobody can stop it. Thousands and millions of people are embracing Islam in different countries and continents. Nevertheless, now we stand. It is the 11th year of the Hijrah. It is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It is Monday, it is waqtu duha, before the Zohr time, 10, 11 o'clock, around there. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes parda from this world, and one taqala ila rahmatillah, and the demise of the Master alayhi salam takes place. Now what an incident. The Sahaba are so sad, crying, weeping. And now, where will the Master alayhi salatu salam be buried? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who said the hadith that the Nabi of Allah passes away and in the same place the Nabi of Allah is buried. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we believe the body is Mubarak, blessed body of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. They are alive in their grave and remember that their Mubarak body never ever decomposes, never. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تَعْكُلُ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ is authentic hadiths. That the land and the sand does not devour the body of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Understand? So, I want to explain to you, you must try and visualize what I am saying. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam is buried. And in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, so that's one wall already. Now we fast forward, we go to the year 99, when 101, the turn of the Islamic century, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah is the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. Obviously, they're going to read Salat and Salam by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he says that let me build another wall for safety and security. So the wall that is built by Umar bin Abdul Aziz is Khumasi. Khumasi means a pentagon. So five walls. Why? He said, I don't want to resemble the Kaaba and the Baytullah. So therefore he made another wall. And that is now outside the room where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Qabr Mubarak is. And remember that was during the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So five sides, pentagon, khumasi in Arabic. Then we fast forward again. Now the enemies of Islam always got a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. So two people came and they carried on like big buzruks and waliullah and so forth. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam appears in the dream of Nuruddin Zangi rahimahullah. Read about Nuruddin Zangi, O Ummah. Much more important than all these World Cup people you're watching and wasting time. So Nuruddin Zangi rahimahullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, these two people, you must now deal with them. He comes from Syria almost instantly and he gets his army and everybody. We are going on an emergency mission. They arrive in Madinah Munawwara. He invites everybody. He says every male must be invited. Lo and behold. But he doesn't see these two people who saw in the dream. He says there's somebody else left. Who are these? They said, no, these two so-called pious people, they don't accept any dawat. Day and night they busy tilawat and making itikaf. He said, no, bring them here. Lo and behold, when they were presented, it was the two same people. He looked at them, fine. Where do you stay? They went to their house. Superficially, he couldn't see anything. But then he started moving few things. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They were building, building like a, you know, a tunnel. Nafaq, we say in Arabic. And they were came right very, very close. Allah forbid. Right to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qabr Mubarak and Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allah Jalla wa'ala protects Rahabibullah Rahmatulil Alameen at all times, all places. Wallahu ya'asimuka min an-nas. So, they were executed. Nuruddin Zanki, first wall, the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Second one, the Khumasi, the Pentagon. And that is, in Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the five walls. Then Nuruddin Zanki, he built a wall of steel right around. Nobody can go beyond it. Remember, this was done by him, Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. And he would cry and cry, Ya Rasulullah, you invited me to come here so I could do this khidmat. Accept this khidmat of mine so that it will be remembered for humanity and posterity. Do things for the deen of Allah. Allah, aapko bhi chamkayenge. Remember. Today we do things, we got hidden motive, ulterior agenda. Do for the pleasure of Allah. And see. So how many walls we got? Three. Fast forward. We got Sultan Qatibai. In the year 888. We now in 1439. So it is more than 500 years ago. This green wall that you see, the green fence that you see. So you must remember that was placed and established by Sultan Qatibai. More than 500 years. So when they open, when you enter from Bab-e Jibrail, and if you enter, you come on the left hand side, you will see there's a lock there. And they open that lock sometime when it's prime ministers, presidents, all of them. Some of you met him, he was Waliullah, Sheikh Lutfullah. So he came to South Africa twice, mashallah. Real Waliullah he was, he's buried in Baqi. So he went inside, twice he went. So I asked him, Hazrat, when you went? He said, when Ziaul Haq came from Pakistan, so they said that I must go with, because he's there in Medina for 40-50 years, and Urdu is his mother tongue, meaning he's from Pakistan. So Arabic, Urdu, so he said. So then I asked him, what is inside? So he said, from there they took us, and then there's a mihrab. You see this niche here, you call that mihrab. So there's a mihrab there. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that was their house. And they used to perform salat there and so forth. So this mihrab is still there like. And then you go forward, and then you find the steel wall, but it's covered now, so with a green curtain. If you've been to Masnaul Kiswa, if you've been there outside Makkah, where they sew the black cloth of the Kaaba Musharrafa, 20 million Saudi riyals it cost them. So there they make this green cloth. But the green cloth they don't change every year. Once in 4 years, 5 years or so, that is around, remember the wall. So then that green cloth is also sewn in the same place. When I went there 3-4 times, I asked them all these questions. Anyway, so he was explaining to me, Sheikh Lutfullah Rahimahullah, that till there only, nobody else can go beyond that point there. So when we stand outside and we offer salat and salam, we should know what is inside. So remember, first is the wall of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, then the Khumasi, the Pentagon, the five walls, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, Khalifa, and then Nuruddin Zanki, steel wall, right round, and then the green fence, and that is Sultan Qatibai, and it's still in existence for more than 500 years and so. So that is what is there. So brothers, when we stand, and now we're going to offer salat and salam. So three things we have to do. Nowadays the police are there and they don't want you must stand long. So still quickly you can do it. While you're coming, at least learn this one verse. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah. Imagine the entire Quran Sharif. Allah commands us, you do this, you do that. And Allah Ta'ala for salawat and durood, Allah Himself sends salawat salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine. And the angels descending salutations upon the Master Alayhi Salaam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. There are two commandments here. Salat and salam. So when we stand with utmost reverence and respect. Learn these words, O Zahir, O visitor to Masjid Nabawi, O visitor to the Master alayhi salam. This is what you need to learn before you embark on this journey. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddassir. So use the terms Almighty Allah Jalla wa la used. And then you can add so many other words. Sometimes, you know, the police, they don't worry too much that we can stand there. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, I saw myself. Hazrat Shaykh was ma'azur, in a wheelchair. And outside Masjid Nabawi, late at night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, they used to bring Hazrat Shaykh in the wheelchair, and blankets and so forth, because he was so ill and so forth. Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah used to sit in that wheelchair, read Salat and Salam, minimum 2 hours on the Master alayhi salam. Me and you in 2 minutes, we tired and we want to just move. This is when you have Ishkun Nabi, when you have true love for the Master alayhi salatu salam. You know how Hazrat Shaykh used to read? When He's Hafiz of Hadith, never mind Hafiz of Quran. Hafiz of Quran and Hafiz of Hadith. So remember every title of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. He would read the whole ayat. So for example, I said now, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He would read all those verses. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, kumil layla illa qalila. All those verses he would read. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddassir. He would read, ya ayyuhal muddassir, kum fa'anzir. So all those verses he would read. So in that way, he's sending his salat and salam. Imagine. So when the time came for death, his last itikaf year in Stengel, 1981, last Ramadan. 1982 came, first Shaban, wantaqala ila rahmatillah. He passes away in Madinah Munawwara and is buried there in Baqi. So brothers, when we go and read Salat and Salam, so we have to read with that love, with that feeling, with that zeal. Not we just go there and, you know, say, no, the crowd is big. We go negative, then things will go negative. Say, my beloved Allah, I want to read Salat and Salam to Habib Allah. You make the place for me. You will see things will happen. My experience, I found between Zuhur and Asr, normally the guards that time, they're very lax because half of them, they go make Qailula. You know Qailula? After you eat nice rice, then they sleep. I also sleep that time normally. So you must, they also go and sleep. So there's not so many guards then. Oh, late at night, 12, 1, 2 o'clock at night, you will find, inshallah, good time to go and read Salat and Salam. Thereafter, we read the Salat and Salam. Then what? If you know how to read Arabic, they have frames written there. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, is for those people of my ummah who committed major sins. All of us here, we committed major sins. Don't think we didn't commit major sins. We all are guilty, brothers. So stand in front of the Master alayhi salam and say, both ways you can say, Allahumma arzuqna shafaatan nabiyy al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. Is hadith called, certain ahadith have a name, a title. This hadith is called Ash-Shafa'atul Kubra. People will go to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. We are suffering, it's so hot. Help us, do something. He'll say, I ate from the tree. By mistake, meaning he forgot. They'll go to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, go to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, go to this. Eventually will come to Habibuna Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi salam, and the Master alayhi salam will go into Sizda. Praise Allah so much, so much, so much, like Allah was never praised before like that. And then Allah Jalla Wala will say, Sal tu utah. Ask, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, and you'll be given. Ishfa tu shafa, intercede, and your intercession is accepted. That is the manifestation of the verse, Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, crying for who, brothers, sisters? Ummati, ummati, ummati. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows everything, past, present and future. Allah's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. O Jibreel, go and ask Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why he is crying so much? Jibreel alayhi salatu salam descends, Ma yubkika ya Rasulallah, why are you crying? Says, ummati, ummati. Jibreel alayhi salam goes, the Master alayhi salam is crying. Take this verse and go tell the Master alayhi salam. Another gift. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuk. And soon Allah will give you so much, so much, so much. Fatarda. You will be pleased. And that is shafa. Did we beg Musta? Did we beg? We can say even directly to Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ishfa Ali, intercede for me. Wali walidayya, for my parents. Wali zawjati, for my wife. And wali awladi, for my children. And wali asatizati, for my ustaz. You aid whoever you want to. Now I know what you are thinking. You will see this man is saying all this in Arabic, but I only know the azan and kalima in Arabic. So you speak in any language, inshallah. Remember that. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is great. So when we are standing in the court of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, we must beg Allah, beg Mustafa, and request Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam to intercede for us. It's called shafa'ah, on the day of justice. How can we be there and we don't ask the Master alayhi salam? Yet of mahrumi here, that we're depriving ourselves. And then the third thing you do is, you know when you're going to leave, this one will come, that one will come, please convey my salam. So remember, you won't be able to remember everybody's name. So whose name you remember, you convey the salam, and whose name you don't remember, you say, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the ummah we convey salams to you, O Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So three things you'll do, salat and salam. Second one, shafa'ah, and third one, conveying salam. Then we move to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What we're going to say there? As-salamu. Here you say, as-salamu. As-salamu alayka ya khalifata rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the khalifa, the first successor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salamu alayka ya thani asnayin. Salam upon you, you are the second of the two. Surah 9 verse 40. Thani yasnaini idhuma fil ghar. His thani yasnain, second of the two, in the ghar yathawr. His second of the two, when they entered Madinah Munawwara. His second of the two, on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember 17 salat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala no made imamat in the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. No one has this distinction. He is Thaniyas Nain. Today also, he's buried right next to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Who can take away all this from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? As-salamu alayka ya Siddiq abas Siddiqah. You are Siddiq. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came back from Mi'raj, Abu Jahl and them made a huge mockery. How can you go from Makkah to Jerusalem, the seven heavens come back, all that in a matter of few minutes or few hours? You expect us to believe this? They made a big joke. Said Abu Bakr said, I believe the Master alayhi salam unconditionally, unreservedly, for sammahu Siddiqah. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Siddiq on that day. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, When the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they cast aspersions, allegations against her, Allah reveals Surah Nur, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. 16 verses were revealed for our honorable mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The Tabi'een, the students who used to come learn hadith by our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, 2,210 ahadith she reported through the different chains of transmission. They would say, Ya Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq. So remember, you say, Ya Siddiq, Abbas Siddiqa, that the father of Siddiqa. And then in the ending, by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say this, O Ummah, Jazallahu anna Nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma wa ahlu. Ya Allah, you reward Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entitled to and deserves. We stand by Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu khairul jaza. Give him the best of reward, O Almighty Allah. Whatever sacrifice was humanly possible, he did that. When the time came for the masjid, he gave 10 gold coins. 9 years after Hijrah, Battle of Tabuk, what did you bring, Ya Aba Bakrin? Ya Rasulullah, I brought everything. I left nothing. Who? Sayyidina Umar said, today I'm to beat him. What did you leave, Ya Umar? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I brought half and I left half. Then they said, Sayyidina Bakr brought everything. He cried. He said, I can't beat him. He is Siddiq. He is Thaniya's name. So understand who we're talking of. Then you stand by Umar Farooq. Do you know who's Umar Farooq? There's only one personality in Islam. Sab aaye. Umar ko bulaya gaya. All came. Umar didn't come. He was requested to come. The Master alayhi salatu salam goes by the Baytullah, makes dua, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar the side or bring Amr the side. Umar is Umar bin Khattab and Amr is Amr bin Hisham. Not Umar, his name was Amr. He turned out to be Abu Jahl and he turned out to be Umar al-Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu. Quickly. Who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who is the 40th person to embrace Islam? When you are at Safa and Marwa, there's a house there. There was, and even now the doors, names and all that are outside. But before this, even inside this, to have boards. If you know in the 60s, 70s, 80s you went, there was a door there showing Bab-e Arqam. It was a Sahabi's house there, Dar-e Arqam, the first madrasa in the history of Islam. Sahaba are there. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is coming after he beat up his brother-in-law and sister and everybody. But anyway, he apologized, asked them for forgiveness. He still has his sword in his hand. Sahaba are seeing, Ya Rasulullah, Umar is coming. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar is coming. Leave him. He enters. And he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu wa rasulu. Sahaba, first time in the history of Islam, in unison, in chorus, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam descends, Ya ahl al-dunya, O you here on this earth, it's not only you rejoicing, we the malaika in the heavens and skies are rejoicing. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. That is Umar. What Umar said on the Afarsh, what Umar said on the Farsh, Allah would send from the Arsh. That is Umar. Sayyidina Umar is performing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. He says, Ya Rasulullah, let us read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. No, Umar, I can't. I have to wait for Wahi. Allah says what Umar said is correct. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. Make Maqam Ibrahim the place, and behind that you read your salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who tell the honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't leave your face open. You are the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. You are our mothers. It is not right that we can see you. They said, Umar, the master alayhi salam is not telling us, but you want to tell us. Allah says what Umar said is right. Surah 33 verse 59. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in Itqan has mentioned more than 20 places in the Quran where Sayyidina Umar suggested, and Allah revealed the verse according to the opinion and suggestion of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. When you stand by Sayyidina Umar, say, As-salamu alayka ya Khalifata Umar radiallahu. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. The first person to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen was no less personality than him, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu. The Master alayhi salatu salam walks in the center. One side, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. Other side, Hamza. These were the generals, these were the commanders of the mushrikeen, the most beloved to them. Umar would tell them, come now, any one of you mushrikeen, and come and show us if you're going to harm the master, alayhi salatu salam. Who would come? The two generals were that side, now the Muslim. One is Asadullah, Fasammahu Farooq. That's the day Sayyidina Umar got the title of Farooq, the one who distinguished between Haqq and Batil. So today when your name is Farooq, you should know what it means, my brother. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, we finish Ramadan. Now tonight is 8th of Shawwal. You were reading in this masjid, in this musalla. We in South Africa, we blessed. I met after 20 rakats Tarawih, I came out from Haram Sharif. I met my brother, make special dua for him. You know Shiraz Gattu, Shiraz Devlin, he's 3 months already and more. Allah bring him back to his family, uniting him. I met his brother, Muhammad Gora, and I asked him, Muhammad, how many students went? He said, Alhamdulillah, all. Every year they send so many students to South America. Venezuela, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, all these places from South Africa, Argentina, so all from South Africa the Huffaz go. They make all the arrangements. What you think of that? Yesterday I was in Stanger. Then Maulana met me, he said, you remember me? I was in Mata Plata. I looked at him. I said, you Manjra? He said, yes. I said, yeah, I came to your house. You married tomorrow Yunus Patel's granddaughter. I said, yes, you came there and you made dua for my daughter. I said, yes. I said, no, I remember you. I said, you must go back, you were doing good work there. He used to come with his bicycle, you know. We sat in the hotel and he came with his bicycle, bichara. So anyway, so brothers, we finished Tarawih, we finished Ramadan, we celebrated Eid. Did you know what Umar did? Oh Ummah, you know what Umar did? It's time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba used to read here and there, small jama'at. Time of Sayyidina Bakr radiallahu anhu, same thing. Time of Sayyidina Umar, he said, no. This is going to harm the Ummah. They're going to make small group. He called Aqra'ul Qawm. He called Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. He said, ya Ubay, you are the great Qari. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called you one of the greatest qari. You be the imam and the ummah will read salat behind you. So the whole ummah started reading in Medina behind Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who comes to him, to Sayyidina Umar Amir al-Mu'mineen, and says, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, with this action of yours, you brought them all behind one imam. The nur in Masjid Nabawi is so much more now. You enhance the nur. Allah bless you with nur in your grave also, ya Umar. That is what Sayyidina Ali said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. So when you stand in front of Umar, you must know in front of who you are standing. Umar, the shaitan would see him, the huzu of shaitan also would break, if you want to say he got huzu. He should take a U-turn and run away. Go open Mishkat Sharif, open the Tirmidhi, you will find all the hadith. So that is Umar. Today we speak, my mothers, my brothers, my children of Medina, they push me in front, they push Karisab in front, they push Maulana in front. Make dua, so we make dua. Ya Allah, mare hajj ko kabool farma, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, mare umrah ko kabool farma, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, mare ziyarat Medina kabool farma, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma, let us pass away in Medina Munawwara. They become Hanafis, all of them. The ameen hardly comes out. Silence. I look, I ask them, bhai, what happened? They say, Mufti sahab, this pocket got dollars and this one got riyals. I say, khala, who tell you khala? They say, Mufti sahab, shopping baki che. The shopping is left, how we can die now? Now go to Umar and ask Umar what he did. Go open Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari, Muhammad bin Ismail, wrote the whole chapter on Fazail of Medina and Bukhari Sharif. And the last hadith, the last saying he brought of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. This is dua of Umar. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path, but make my death in the city of Habibuna sallallahu. Now if you look at the dua superficially and apparently, it is two contradictions. Shahadat you will get in a battlefield normally, not here sitting in Medina. But this is Umar. What Umar says on the first, Allah sends from the arch. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is performing imamat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Fajr time, is reading Surah Yusuf. There is a person, his name is Abu Ulu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, the Zoroastrian. He came with a dagger. And he came to Umar to complain to Umar radiallahu anhu about Mughira bin Shubah. Anyway, long story. So Sayyidina Umar told him, fine, I'll resolve it, but he was not happy. So he wanted revenge. This Abu Ulu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, apparently he embraced Islam. So, you know, Islam meaning munafiq, he don't embrace. But he came in. So now it's dark Fajr time. He's got his dagger, and while Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is performing the Fajr Salat, he steps in and he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapses, and Abdullah bin Abbas goes forward and makes istikhlaf. He continues the Salat. Salat is finished. Umar asks, who stabbed me? They said him, Abu Lu'lu. Say, Alhamdulillah, a non-Muslim stabbed me, not a Muslim. Who is our mother, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Khalifa. He told his son, Abdullah, oh Abdullah, go you to mother Aisha radiallahu anha and tell mother Aisha, it is my heart's desire that one side Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is buried, and I want to be buried. Take permission from Mother Aisha. It's her house. Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq tells Abdullah ibn Umar, is fine. I wanted to be buried there. One is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my husband. One is my father. Aathartuka ala nafsi. I give you preference, Umar, over myself. Me and you will do. See Umar, his foresight, his insight. He told his son Abdullah, the day I pass away, you go again and ask Mother Aisha. Because that time when I requested, I was Amirul Mu'mineen, but now when I'm passed away, I'm no more Amirul Mu'mineen. Then maybe she felt I'm asking with authority, who takes permission again. If she gives permission, bury me next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. If she does not give permission, bury me in Baqi. Again Abdullah ibn Umar goes, after the demise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, go all open Bukhari Sharif, Babu Wafati Umar, you will cry, how Sayyidina Umar passed away, what happened, how he made the shura of six people, how Sayyidina Usman was chosen and elected as a Khalifa after him. Everything he thought of, he left the legacy for every politician and every person to follow with justice. That is Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu arda. So nevertheless, Abdullah ibn Umar goes to Mother Aisha radiallahu anha and says, you know what happened now. Again my father said, I must ask you permission. Mother Aisha said, wholeheartedly I give permission. Who read the Salatul Janaza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know? The Ummah came individually in groups of 10 and they read Salatul Janaza. 10 people came, they read, they went away. Another group came like that. Who read the Salatul Janaza of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda? Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Who read the Salatul Janaza of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? Suhaib Rumi. This is Islam, my brothers. The person who's a non-Arab, Allah elevates him so much. Go, O Suhaib, and you read the Salatul Janaza of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar. Yesterday I told you, today when we go to Makkah, we know all the malls and all the restaurants and all the places. The real places we forgot. If you ask this Ummah today, that where was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, tortured, persecuted. If you find 2%, 5% will be lucky. Go to the taxi driver, the old people, the old taxi drivers, and tell them you want to go to Batha Quraysh. When you go to Batha Quraysh, nice developed, so you will find on that piece of land, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin. He was placed there, the boulder was put, tortured, persecuted, shouting, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives honor to whoever he wants, Allah. He disgraces whoever he wants. Fateh Makkah takes place. Oh Bilal, you my muazzin. Oh Bilal, you my minister of finance. When you go to Damascus, you will see on the wall is written, مُعَزِّنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمُ وَزِيرُ مَعَلِهِ. The muazzin of the master alayhi salam and his minister of finance. Nevertheless, Bilal, it's Zuhr time. You have to give Adhan. You the Muazzin. Where are you going to give Adhan? You go and climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafah. The Arabs, Mushrikeen, majority of them at that time, then they embraced Islam. When they saw, they were fair in complexion, they saw the African Muazzin climbing right on top of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Then they realized, we made the biggest mistake. Had we embraced Islam, we should be elevated. But now, the African Muazzin, Allah elevated. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu shahadat takes place. The non-Arab, Suhaib Rumi, he performs his Salatul Janaza. Understand Islam, my brothers. This is Islam. So much more to tell you of Medina Munawwara. May Almighty Allah take us to the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Inshallah tomorrow, maybe in the Jummah or at night, tomorrow Jummah inshallah we'll be in Amzinto. Tomorrow night we will be inshallah in Peter Marisburg. And Saturday the Hajj seminar inshallah, Saturday night in Verlam. I'll speak to you inshallah about the Maqabir and who is buried in Baqi. Who is buried there in Makkah Mukarrama? You should know all this, my brothers. We were there, today is Thursday night. We were there Saturday. So I took my cousins with me, both of them Hafiz, after Fajr on Saturday. And I said, normally I go Friday, but eat Friday. So let's go Saturday. So we went to our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Lo and behold, if you go there, normally there's a guard there. Normally the gates are closed. We went, there's no guard. The gates are wide open. I say, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you're giving us another Eid present. So So we went right inside, right by the grave, and there we read the dua and everything for our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So brothers, when we go, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Me and you, we open company, PTY Limited. But Allah, everything is unlimited. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. You know Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? He was separated from his father. His father became blind, crying for his beloved Yusuf alayhi salam. Then the family is going to reunite. So the sons, the other sons, the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, who committed the crime, threw him in the well, and they came to father, please father, make dua for us. Father said, no, I'll make dua, but not now. Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi, soon I will make dua for you. So why he said soon? He was waiting for the night of Jumu'ah. Tonight he was waiting for. Because tonight your duas are accepted. And Nabi is teaching us lessons, brothers. So what are we going to do tonight? Check who scored the penalty. Check who scored, what's the score? Let's check a little bit. I ask you one simple question and finish after this. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has 11 honorable wives. Everyone is Ummul Mukminin. I'm not going to take anybody's examination. But I'm leaving you with this thought. How many of us know the 11 wives of Nabi alayhi wa sallam? Properly, quickly we can say. But we know the 11 players of this team and that team and this team. So where is our allegiance of Ummah? قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no wages, no salary, no recompense. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you must love my family. You must love my honorable wives. You must love my children. You must love my grandchildren. You must love my uncle and aunties who are Muslim. But the Ummah says, no, we know the soccer players. We don't know your family, Ya Rasul. So where is our allegiance, my brothers? Kullun yadda'i bihubbi Layla. Wa Layla la tuqirru bidhak. Everybody used to tell Layla, we love you, O Layla. Layla says, nobody loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. Ask these youngsters who get married nowadays. See, his face is shining now. Whether he put Vaseline or whatever, Allah alone knows. See, what happened by? He said, I'm madly. That mad also, he'll make a mud day. He'll pull it long. I'm madly. So mud, M-E-D, and madly also M-E-D, M-A-D. So madly in love. You see? So now they would tell Layla like that. Layla said no. So someone came to Majnoon. Majnoon did too, but how could you love this Layla? Look at her properly, her eye is a little bit squint. Her teeth are not so straight. And you love her so much. What Majnoon said? Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Imagine tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, you go to your honey and tell her, honey, that you are the so beautiful, the most beautiful woman I saw in South Africa. Tonight she will go for Mi'raj. What do you think? No, then don't forget to read Fajr Salat. Mi'raj par to kya wapas hi nahi aaya. So brothers, we conclude tonight's talk. Allah Jalla Wala increase love for all Mighty Allah. Love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love for the family of Nabi alayhi salam. Love for Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love for the awliyaullah. And make dua, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, all our masajid. Allah Ta'ala bring peace, safety, security in our beloved country. Almighty Allah accept us for His deen. Almighty Allah forgive all our marhumeen. And make our khatima on iman as well. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله في يدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين جزاك الله خير.